I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, August 5th. Dayton Metro Library will soon power one of its largest branches with all new solar panels. The West Branch is now fitted with the new equipment and primed to produce energy. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
The 292 solar panels at Dayton Metro Library's West Branch on Abbey Avenue are expected to reduce its energy use by 90%. Over $300,000 was invested in the installation, 40% of which will be paid back to the library system through federal rebates. Philip Dunleavy is Facilities Director for Dayton Metro Library. He says this recent investment is only part of the organization's efforts to reduce its carbon footprint. That includes working with the Sustainable Ohio Public Energy Council.
The biggest thing that we've done is we partnered with SOPEC a few years back, and through their P3 program, we run on 100% renewable sources of energy. So that was kind of a really big step forward in lowering that carbon footprint.
Dunleavy says the exact cost-saving benefits won't be clear until the panels have been in use for some time. But he says he hopes the library will install more panels at other branches in the future. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Cases of the severe diarrhea illness, cyclosporiasis, are spreading in Ohio. As of July 31st, there were more than 4,000 cases of the intestinal bug in Ohio. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has the latest.
Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says cases of cyclosporiasis, the parasite that causes diarrhea, are growing quickly.
It can strike anyone. And this is essentially, we can think of it as a foodborne illness.
Vanderhoff says it appears the illness is spreading on unwashed vegetables, though there isn't a specific origin yet. He says Ohioans should still eat plenty of fresh vegetables, but wash them thoroughly or cook them fully first. Michigan has had more than 11,000 confirmed cases and 2 deaths. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Kettering Health has launched a new program to support new and expectant mothers with their mental health needs. Kettering Health says this will be the area's first mental health intensive outpatient program focusing on perinatal and postpartum depression. Patients will have access to both individual and group cognitive behavioral therapy. The goal is to help them manage worries and their sleep cycle, gain control of intrusive thoughts, process the birth experience, and learn self-care methods. The program will be located in the same building as First Steps Breastfeeding Program, and that's at 2035 Mimersburg Centerville Road. Comments made by the Democratic candidate for governor are causing some in the LGBTQ community in Ohio to question their support for her. Democrat Amy Acton recently told the Toledo Blade that she does not support, quote, boys playing in girls' sports, end quote. She added that it is settled law in Ohio, which she would uphold. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
Acton's comment angered many in the LGBTQ community. Kyle Herman, who says he's speaking on his own and not as chair of the ODP's Pride Caucus, wants Acton to clarify her comments.
It appeared to misgender trans girls as boys, which sounded like she was adopting mega rhetoric to deny the existence of trans people, even though I don't believe that was her intent.
Herman says a call recently conducted between the campaign, the party, and key LGBTQ leaders didn't go well because some in the LGBTQ community were excluded from it. Equality Ohio, which had given Acton an A rating, is now listing her rating status as pending. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
One of the nation's largest vertical farming businesses is closing. The CEO of 80 Acres Farms says in a news release that the company could not secure the capital required to continue operations. The company was founded in Spring Grove Village in 2015. They moved the company to Hamilton in 2019 and opened their 8th farm in Florence in 2023. The sustainable farming method took off in the 2010s, supported by venture capital from Silicon Valley. Benefits include less water and space required and no pesticides. This is possible by growing indoors in stacked rows of planters. Quick growing times and urban locations also mean less time and money to transport the produce to market. A decade later, however, those early funding sources began to dry up. The industry has just a handful of players left. Very warm day today, a high upper 80s to near 90 degrees with sun and clouds. More clouds expected on Thursday with an increase in rain chances, especially come Thursday night into Friday and Friday night. And it looks like it'll be very warm with rain chances continuing for the upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcast.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live show.
That's right.